Riley's back!
It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell your congressman to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATO.
The Saracen Casino Resort of Pine Bluff in Jefferson County is a proud supporter of high school football in Arkansas. Our children are the future. That's why we're investing more than $350 million in Arkansas. We believe in families. The Saracen Casino Resort was founded by the Quapaw Nation, based in Oklahoma. But Arkansas, in fact, is our homeland. And as with our ancestors, we believe in children. That's why the Saracen Casino Resort supports your local team. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community, one student at a time.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
48-20, our final score. Pine Bluff gets the win over Mountain Home. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Call Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. And Sonny, I think we're going to go back to that very first drive of the game for Mountain Home.
It was a big, important drive for Mountain Home. They came back and they answered after they fell behind when Pine Bluff came down and scored on the opening drive. So, you know, it showed a lot of fight. You know, it was a really good ball game in the first half. It's almost like two different ball games. And it's going to be interesting to see. You know, we haven't had, other than Nettleton, we haven't had any real strong second halves. So we just got to get two halves put together.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get our Dirty Jersey Award. It's brought to you by Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group. Call Matt for real estate at 405-4144. And I think we decided we're going to go with Tatum Beshears tonight.
Well, Tatum got his first offensive touchdown after his two defensive touchdowns, but he also played big on defense.
He
was playing sideline to sideline tonight. Had some really important plays in the first half, especially whenever Mountain Home was really in the ball game and it was a fight. So great effort by that young man, both sides of the ball. You know, he does rarely comes off the field as well. So I think he was well-deserving tonight to win that award.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and check some stats for you here in just a little bit. 48-20, the final score. Pine Bluff wins it over Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit CenterPointEnergy.com/natural gas benefits. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Riley's back.
It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt.
Tell your congressman to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.org.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Pine Bluff gets the win over Mountain Home 48-20. Our game stats brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant and financial services and investment strategies group. Call 870-701-5160. And Sonny has those final stats for us.
We do have them in. We want to thank Neil for providing those for us. Pine Bluff, 479 yards of total offense. Mountain Home, 208, which means they were limited to 67 yards of total offense in the second half, most of that coming on that final drive.
Right.
Hershberger met the 100-yard mark with 17 carries. Gross had 10 carries for 10 yards. We hauled in a 24-yard pass. Bashir's our Dirty Jersey Award winner, 6 carries for 62 yards and a score. Foots ended up 9 of 11 passing for 174 yards. Most of that went to Xavier Turner with 5 catches for 131 yards. Foots did keep 4 times for 61 yards, and Taylor ended up with 183 yards on 18 carries. Of course, he polished off the scoring with that 70-something yard dash.
Yeah.
And so, you know, totally different ball game than the two halves, as we mentioned before. Bombers just got to put a whole game together, and that's going to be, you know, a tough task for us. But we got to put this one behind us now and turn our attention to Jacksonville. You know, like we mentioned earlier, you're in a three-way race for the final playoff spot with Jacksonville and Sylvan Hills. Jacksonville has struggled a bit out of the gate. They did get in the winning column a couple of weeks ago, but they are very down this year. Yep. So it's going to be a tough game. It's a road game. We'll make the trip to Jan Crow Stadium, luxurious Jan Crow Stadium, and have it for everyone next week. But, you know, still plenty of things to look forward to for the Bombers. So still winnable football games out there, still chances to surprise the state. You know, that I'm sure there were a lot of people that were surprised when they saw a 14-14 Mountain Home score in the second quarter.
Right, you bet. All right, again, the final score, 48-20. That's going to do it for our broadcast from the stadium. We're going to let Matt check scores around the state. Boy, there's some good games in progress right now. He'll check those coming up here in just a little bit. For Matt Sharp, our producer at the station, and for Sonny Elliott, I'm Brad Hallworth saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by
RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Bashir's of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
Join us each Friday night. The Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize your home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Riley's back!
It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell your congressman to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.
And we welcome you back once again to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home falls to Pine Bluff tonight by a score of 48-20. Matt Sharp joining you with one last scoreboard update. Let's take a look first. What else has been going on tonight in the 6A East? Cersei, who is ranked to ninth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is up on West Memphis 40-21. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Jonesboro playing at home against Jacksonville tonight. The Hurricane came into this game ranked fourth in Class 6A, and that game may have gone final by now. It has, and the Hurricane have defeated the Titans 51-14, as Brad said. Jacksonville will be Mount Holmes' next opponent next week. Sylvan Hills is leading Marion. The last score we had was third quarter. The Bears up on the Patriots 20-10. On the local level, I know there has been one final score already. Yellville Summit fell to Harding Academy by a final of 52-18. The Wildcats came to this game ranked fifth in Class 3A. Salem at home tonight against Rector. Have not seen a score update on that game this evening as of yet. Let's see, Melbourne playing at Clinton right now. This game looks like it's going to go down to the wire. Fourth quarter, the Bearcats are trailing the Yellow Jackets 35-28. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Marshall and Cedar Ridge, and also the game between Mountain View and Rosebud. Both the Bobcats and Yellow Jackets are having homecoming tonight. Harrison, who is tied for sixth in the state overall, the top-ranked team in Class 5A, playing at Clarksville this evening, and I think that game may have gone final tonight. It has, and it was the Goblins defeating the Panthers 49-3 this evening. West Plains leading Springfield Parkview in the third quarter by a score of 48-0. The Zizzers currently ranked fifth in Class 4. Hollister ended up losing to Reed Spring 35-14. Have not seen a score update on the game between Forsyth and Pembroke Hill. Branson fell to the fourth-ranked team in Class 5, Carthage, by a score of 16-7. And Ava, who is ranked sixth in Class 2, just dominated Houston tonight by a score of 46-8. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number one, Bryant, at home against Little Rock Catholic this evening, and it looks like that game has gone final. It was the Hornets defeating the Rockets 56-7. Greenwood, who is ranked second in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, was really having a bit of a challenge from El Dorado, but it looks like the Bulldogs have pulled away. They are up 45-24 in the fourth quarter. Number three, Bentonville, it was up on Van Buren 41-14 at halftime, the last score we had. Also, last score we had from halftime, number four, North Little Rock, was losing to fifth-ranked Conway 7-0. Also tonight, Pulaski Academy, who is tied for sixth with Harrison, ranked second in Class 5A. It looks like, game has turned out to be everything that we could have hoped for, as right now they are up on Little Rock Christian 47-40. The Warriors ranked eighth in the state overall and third in Class 5A. We knew this was going to be the best game of the state, and it has not disappointed. Also tonight, number 10, Lake Hamilton, who is also number three in Class 6A, playing at home against Little Rock Hall, and I believe that game has gone final this evening. And it was the Wolves over the Warriors tonight by a score of 42-6. One game I haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A Top 5, Benton playing at Siloam Springs this evening. I believe that game is still in progress. And it was fourth quarter, That game's going down to the wire in the battle between Panthers as Benton is up on Siloam Springs 28-26. Two games in the class 5A top five that I haven't mentioned yet. Number 4, Morrilton at home tonight against Greenbrier. And last score we had was from halftime, the Devil Dogs up on the Panthers 21-7. Number 5, Wynn playing at Greene County Tech this evening. And I believe that game may have gone final. And it has. The Yellow Jackets defeat the Golden Eagles 49-21 this evening. In the Class 4A top 5 games, number 1, Nashville at home against Fountain Lake. And I believe the Scrappers were just dominating last I saw. And I believe that game has gone final. Nashville ended up defeating Fountain Lake 42-14. Also tonight, I tell you, another game that didn't disappoint. This was another one of the biggest games in the state, as two teams tied for second in Class 4A. Arkadelphia and Joe T. Robinson played each other, and it was the Badgers just edging out the Senators tonight down in Little Rock 28-27. Number 4, Shiloh Christian defeated Green Forest in a 58-0 shutout. And number 5, Dardanelle playing at Waldron this evening. I don't have a final score on that one. Let's see what the last update we had on that game was. It was last score we had was from halftime. The Sand Lizards were up 42-16. In the Class 3A top 5 games that I haven't yet gotten to, number 1, Ryzen at home tonight against 4th-ranked McGee. And let's see if I can find the score update on that one to see if it may have gone final by now. And, well, I don't have... Okay, there it is. It has gone final. And, wow, Ryzen just had their way with McGee 30-0 tonight. Also tonight, number 2, Camden Harmony Grove at Genoa Central. And it was... Wow, another blowout. Camden Harmony Grove won that game 60-21. Number 3, Osceola playing at Walnut Ridge tonight. I'll tell you, last I saw it, that was close battle, but wow, the Seminoles just took over in the second half, defeating the Bobcats 54-6 in that game. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 2, Junction City playing at Hampton this evening. And that game has gone final. It was all Junction City, 64-6, the final score there. Number 3, Fort Ice at Strong. And let's see, that game has not gone final as far as we know. Last score we had was from the first quarter. Fordyce was up 36-0. Number 4, Foreman at home against Dirks. That game is in the final period, and Foreman is up 28-20. And number 5, Gurdon at home against Mineral Springs. And I believe that game has gone final. And the Go Devils defeated Mineral Springs by a score of 49-14. Number 1, Hazen was idle this week. One thing I did want to mention before we wrap up, earlier tonight it was the Cardinals falling to the Braves in the National League Division Series by a score of 3-0. That game was over on our sister station, KTLO AM, earlier tonight. The game, so that series tied at a game apiece, so we know that Game 3 and Game 4 will both be played in St. Louis. Game 3 will be on Sunday, and Game 4 will be on Monday. They're going to take tomorrow off for travel, but you can hear both those games Sunday and Monday over on KTLO AM 1240. We'll have A-State football for you tomorrow night on tomorrow afternoon, that is, on Classic Hits 101.7. The Red Wolves will be taking on Georgia State, kickoff at 2:30. Broadcast begins at 12:30 with the Mid-South Ford Dealers Tailgate Show. And don't forget to join us later tonight from 10 until midnight, as Rex Nelson will be along for the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Again, that's from 10 to midnight, so be sure you tune in and hear about all the games from the state of Arkansas. Again, Multnomah falls by 28 tonight to Pine Bluff, and that's going to wrap it up. Again, Multnomah will play at Jacksonville next week. I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Sonny Elliott joining us back at the stadium. And I want to thank you for listening to us here on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Stadium, the Pine Bluff Zebras 48 and the Mountain Home Bombers 20. Good night, everyone.